Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. A boss don't ever put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, out is good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that's your profit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please.
Beautiful co-host with me here, Miss Sage Montana.
Hi,
I'm sexy mama.
Good, how are you?
I am fabulous, fabulous. I missed you last week because I know you had lots of stuff going on. You were really, really busy and running errands and dealing with all your models. So how have you been for the last couple weeks?
Pretty good. I just got to the studio so I can pack the girls' little goodie bags that they're going to get at our little party this weekend.
I know. I'm excited. Oh, my gosh. That's going to be so much fun. So for all of you out there listening right now, Sage Montana, she has her own webcam studio in Las Vegas, and she's doing a big, like, slumber party with her webcam models this weekend. So she's going to be posting – or did you already post the date and time, or are you going to be posting it this week or tomorrow?
I'll probably post some more stuff tomorrow, but it is, the girls will go live at 6, and they'll be all over and in and out of each other's rooms all night, and they'll be in and out of my office, so from 6 to 6 a.m.
Oh, so you're doing it tomorrow?
I'm sorry, on Saturday.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. Okay, so Saturday, 6 p.m., everybody, you have to tune in. onto StreamMade because Sage is going to have, I'm not sure, so what link, because I want to make sure that I tweet it out too, so what link are the people going to be able to see the girls' slumber party? Is it going to be under your webcam link that you're going to tweet it under?
Well, we're going to have 25 computers going. So
holy shit.
Yeah, and that's not including my office. So there'll be about 26 different computers. And then when the guys come, if they all come to me or whoever, I can always tell them who's live and who they can go grab. And like I said, all the girls will be cross-referenced. So they can get pretty much any of the girls that are here to do shows. And
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
No, this is the best part about this. Not only is it going to be fun because you're going to have, well, obviously at least 25 models, but are you going to have that many models going?
I think I have 27 that I approved to participate.
Okay, so those of you models that were good enough and you passed Sage's test, you guys are lucky enough to be participating in the Sage slumber party.
Yeah.
I love it. But this is the good thing is we're actually going to be able to see models that probably a lot of people haven't even been introduced to, which is going to be awesome. Like, there's probably models that I'll see in your studio, and I'll be like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know she was in your studio. You know what I mean? So this is going to be so fun and amazing. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm excited. There will be, you know, there'll be a few things the girls do offline, but those things will be recorded. They're, you know, for the girls to win prize packages and stuff. But
they'll be online
for 12 hours, so they'll be banging it out literally.
For how many hours?
12.
Holy crap, Ola. What'd you guys do, like order a truckload of like 5-hour energy?
Well, what we do is, at this time, all the girls are bringing food. Like, everyone's bringing a dish that represents their ethnic background. And then I got a whole ton of different kind of drinks and stuff for them all night. And then if we need to get more stuff, of course, I'll order it. But we bring in so much candy and junk that they're pretty much up the whole time. And towards the end, they start to get a little tired, but that's when we'll kick off one of our games that keeps them awake. So...
Right. Oh, my gosh. That's going to be awesome. Okay, so you have to, like, have the girls write down what they're bringing. What is Miss Rainbow bringing for her ethnic food? Because I know she's got something good.
Yeah, she just got back from California, and her mom made us some chicken and vegetable and shrimp egg rolls.
Ooh.
Yes, authentic. And she already brought some to my house, so, you know, I could test them out. And they are amazing.
Yeah.
So,
hey, wait a second. You said she just got back from California. What part of California did she come to?
She was
I'm gonna kick
in
her
San Francisco. I know. She was in San Francisco.
Oh, she's way north. Okay, never mind. She's off the hook. I would say, I will kiss that little rainbow butt.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Me and Sage are catching up right now because we haven't talked very much over the last couple of weeks because she's been so busy planning this huge party with all her webcam models this weekend. But to all of you out there listening, you can call us at 646-595-4038. Once again, that's 646-595-4038. And today I have to announce that we have an amazing, not only really good friend of mine, but beautiful cam model and adult film star, Miss Mindy Mink, is going to be joining us here in about 10 minutes. So we're going to have lots of questions for her, as well as I'm sure you boys and girls out there listening are going to have lots of questions for her as well. So before we get really in-depth with everything we have going on for the next 50 minutes, I'm going to let Miss Angela do her dollhouse announcements. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be back in about a minute and 45 seconds. So Miss Angela, take it away. Sage, we'll be right back and get back to the naughtiness. So everybody, hold on to your cocks and vaginas. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotion at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DollhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Thank you, Miss Angela, for those announcements. Like I say every week, I still wish I could do them, but I would screw it up. I can, like, totally screw up anything, like, even myself. Like, I should really be wrapped in bubble wrap because I do not know how to go a day without hurting myself. I swear to bejesus, there's something wrong with me. Literally, I'm sitting here. This is how I'm doing the show right now. So I have my computer on the ottoman that tried to break my foot. Like, I have my laptop sitting here, and I'm trying to do Twitter and the show at the same time. And I've got my foot up in the air on pillows with a swollen toe or two toes that are purple because my dumbass was trying to block my two little doggies in last night in the dark with no shoes on, moving furniture. Because the dog, well, one of them's a bad little doggy that will try and pee on things. So, Scooter, little fucker, he gets pissed, like, if I don't let him up in the bed. So when I piss him off, then he pisses. Little fucker. So, anywho, so that's how I'm doing the show right now. I wish I could totally take a pic and tweet it. If I had makeup on, I totally would. But I'm, like, being all chill and El Natural right now, so you guys don't get to see any of the El Natural. Even though you'd be like, you know what? It's so crazy. So 2 days ago, I was getting a little concerned with the boobies because the stitches in my left nipple. So everybody, we went from talking about my foot being screwed up to, you know, boob surgery. So the boobies, 2 days ago, I was literally ready to go into the doctor and say, what is going on? These stitches are not coming out. And this morning when I woke up, literally all the stitches on my right boobie have completely dissolved, and the left boobie are half gone now. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, all right. I just, like, sit back and relax and just let them do their thing. I'm being so impatient. I'm like, I want to be able to go on cam and show the tatas. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, after you had yours done, it's like one of those things where you just want to show them off. It's like, let me show the girlies.
Right.
But what do? You just got to, you know, let the time pass and do what you got to do. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit about, again, your yummy, fabulous, girly party that you have this weekend, which I cannot wait. I didn't know you were going to have that many girls. I'm so going to be stalking your webcam rooms. Like, I'm not sure which ones are going to be yours, but I'm sure they're going to be all flooding over the freaking screen.
Well, I'll be in and out of my office, like, helping the girls. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to be posting everyone who's that's live with us. So when you come into my room,
sweet.
I'll be constantly posting who's in the building so they can go and get the girls to do shows together or whatever.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect, perfect. That'll be great because I wouldn't know, like, who's, like, room. I'd be like, oh, wait, okay, is that one of her girls? And then I'll be looking in. I'll just be clicking on girls and be like, oh, I want to see this one because I haven't seen that one yet. I'm, like, going to totally
right.
perv on cam models this weekend. I'm going to have to go into my personal account so I can actually talk to everybody and be like, oh my gosh, you guys are so cute and having so much fun, and throw some little tippage out there.
Yeah.
Yay. I know, right? We got to show love to our fellow cam models. Like, we
absolutely
have to.
Yeah.
So in 5 minutes, we have Mindy Meat coming on. And I know you had the pleasure of, did you guys, like, hang out and chat at all during the Vegas show in January? Did you guys have the chance?
She was signing across from us.
Yeah, with the girlfriend.
But I didn't get I didn't get the opportunity to walk over there because I was so busy signing my little heart away.
You mean your big titties away?
I should have taken a moment and fluttered over there, but she was pretty busy too. She had, you know, they had a lot of people over there at their
right.
Table.
Well, but the thing is, like, especially when you're signing at the booth you were signing at, which I'm not going to, you know, that is an interesting booth, and it's hard for you to walk away when girls don't show up to be able to let you walk away.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm not going to say anything else. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to be nice for about 5 minutes.
That's
I'm
so
such a little brat. No, I'm looking forward to January because there's so many things, which I'll talk about later. But when Mindy comes on, we have so much to talk about. This woman is not only gorgeous, beautiful, but she's very smart and talented. I mean, she is, you know, some people look at us girls and they're like, oh, you're so pretty. You know, and no offense to some girls out there that are absolutely gorgeous, but you can be stupid, like literally stupid. Like, there's a lot of women out there that are gorgeous and do not know how to change a tire or put oil or gas in their car. So when it comes to us girls, usually most of the people, the women that I have on here, they know how to do those things, you know, things that you need to know how to do, like change a tire, put oil in your car, you know, just simple things in life that you have to, or even change your own damn oil. I can do that one. Well, not on this truck, but I can if I needed to. But that's the thing about Mindy. She's beautiful, smart, amazing, really good friend of mine. She was one of my bridesmaids, and she's just phenomenal, not only in her adult career, but in her webcamming. And she doesn't know this, but I peeked in on her last night during her true show. I took a little peek. I was on my phone, so I couldn't, because usually you can, like, I couldn't figure out how to tip on my phone because it was weird. It's not like CMate when we do those feature shows. It's completely different. So that site definitely needs to upgrade a couple things because I was a little frustrated. But I saw the mink. Mindy, if you're listening, I saw your mink last night. It still looks gorgeous, darling.
I saw your mink.
I saw your little minky winky. I think it winked at me, too. It was like, ooh, Sammy's watching me. Yeah. She's probably listening, cracking her ass up right now. Okay, so she's going to be coming on in a couple minutes, and we're going to be asking her all kinds of questions, and she's going to give you guys so much information on where to find her, what to see. I mean, obviously, you'll see her vagina, her ass, and her voluptuous photos. Because they are totally gorgeous, darlings. So she's going to be calling in. And Mindy, if you're listening, make sure you press 1 when you call in. Because I am waiting to see your number. Because I will patch you through any time, you sexy, sexy beast. So, how many different... I'm going to ask you, Sage, for a second real quick. How many? Because you said you guys are doing kind of like a potluck. You know, all the girls are bringing in all these different foods. How many different, like, ethnic foods are they bringing, is there going to be, like?
Because,
you know, I'm a foodie. I'm a total foodie.
I hire such a variety of girls. Like, my studio is, like, 31 flavors. You name it, I got it. And so
you're
that
like
night,
Baskin and Robbins. You can dip it in and taste whatever sweet cream you want to taste.
Yes. So, I mean, we actually have one lady who cooks for us all the time, and she's this cute little Hispanic lady named Selena. and she always brings in homemade salsa and tacos, enchiladas.
Oh.
So she'll be bringing, yes, and it's all homemade and authentic. So she'll be bringing that in. We have some vegan girls who are going to bring in some yummy vegan desserts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we have a Brazilian girl, so she'll be bringing in some Brazilian stuff. I mean, it's going to be some yummy food.
Why can't I be in Vegas right now? Because I would totally be, like, I would be sneaking in there and, like, just popping my head in to say hi to the girls and just going and tasting all the food just because. I'd be like, oh, my gosh, okay, they're working. I'm going to go taste the food now. I'm so eating that. Oh, my gosh, this is going to be fun. Okay, you got to, like, off camera, whatever, like, send me some recipes from these girls, because,
for sure. We're
going
to give one of the girls that has the best dish a prize, so we'll definitely to give her an extra shout-out.
Sweet. Love it. So now we have the amazing Mindy Mink, who is now here to grace our presence with her beautiful, beautiful face, body, titties, ass, and, of course, her beautiful little Minky Winky.
Oh, my God, I was listening. And when you said you peeked in on the show last night, I was, oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God, I had no idea, of course. And was totally thrilled that you were able to watch me in my recliner chair last night.
You know why I did, because I was kind of, yeah, you know why. But
yeah, I gotta go see if she's working. I just gotta go see. And I couldn't, there was no like tip thing on the show for me to do it off of my phone.
Yeah,
well,
like
we
a mobile.
Need to let them know about that.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, well, this sucks, donkey balls. It's not like StreamMate, because I love StreamMate. StreamMate might make me mad every once in a while, but I love StreamMate just because they have so many features, and especially new features they're doing right now. But everybody listening, we have the most beautiful, amazing cam model slash, well, now you're more of adult performer and slash cam model part-time. So, Miss Mindy Mink, how are you? And tell us everything you would love to tell us about yourself.
Everything, huh? I'm doing great. I'm doing fabulous. Thank you. You want me to do my plugins now or just wait till the end?
Oh, no, we'll do those later. But, like, what's going on with you? Like, you have so much going on with, you know, shooting for Girlfriend Films, you know, because you're a contract star with them, which is absolutely amazing. And I know that you love working with them. They've treated you so well, and they're an amazing company. So,
you are correct. They are. And, you know, and even though it is the only porn company I've ever worked for, I hear from all the ladies that I meet that they absolutely love Girlfriend Films, that they are the best company to work for. So, you know, it's universal in the industry. So I absolutely feel completely blessed that they chose and offered me to be their newest contract star, which started, the process started in actually June of last year. But and it was all like official, like September 3rd of last year. So so things have, you know, just been so different ever since I started filming, you know, because before it was just full-time webcamming for a year and a half and just doing that 4 or 5 days a week. And, which is totally different than when you're filming. It's totally different setup, obviously, and situation. But now that I do the filming, I actually, a lot of people think that my adult life is full time, and it really isn't. It's part time because I live in Arizona, I drive to LA, and that's usually every 6 to 8 weeks. Like I'm leaving on the 24th of this month to go back, and I'm there for 3 days of filming, and then I also, you know, try to find other cam models that I can either cam with or film clips with for our website. You know, so I usually spend about a week there. And then the webcamming, you know, the feature shows that I'm doing now that you know of and you do, you know, that's once or twice a month. Right. Streaming could be a hit or miss thing, just depends, because a lot of people know this, but for the ones who don't, I actually run my own remodel construction business. So
mm-hmm.
I don't.
So you're busy.
Life.
So not only does she masturbate and lick lots of vagina, she actually has a real job. Like, this is what I was saying. Like, when it comes to girls, you know, like, we're beautiful girls. We do what we do, but we also know how to do other things. Like, we're not just masturbating women with dildos doing our thing all the time on camera. Like, we actually are normal. Like, we do dishes, we cook, we clean, we know how to work on cars. You know, Mindy's doing construction. I mean, hello, we are actual women of the times.
Yes. And I like it that way. I like the variety, because I get bored very easily.
Wait a second,
and
variety
so,
of women or variety of what?
Everything, yes. Yes and yes.
With your construction company, does anyone ever recognize you?
No, because I'm only in, I mostly do remodel work in a retirement community in Arizona. And I don't think that those people are watching porn.
See, I call BS and I bet you that these older gentlemen are just like, oh my God, she is just as hot off cam as she is on. I guarantee you.
They would recognize me because, okay, like, for example, right now I have zero makeup on, my hair is in a ponytail. I mean, that's how I work. Like, I don't put makeup on.
Yeah,
I don't
but
do my
I've
hair,
seen you, because
you know?
We've canned together, and I've seen you without your makeup on and your hair back, and you look just as good without makeup on as you do with it on. So, no.
Yeah, but,
no,
but
they recognize her.
You're so sweet. Well, you know, if they have recognized me, nobody has said anything. That's for sure, you know. Nobody has said anything, so I don't know.
Well, hopefully they'll, like, throw in a little extra tip or something, you know. I mean, that would be nice.
That would be nice.
Like, you know what? Hey,
really
we would like you
story.
To redo our deck, and we won't even charge you for it. We'll give you all this. We'll send you home with all these goodies if you guys do our deck. Not dick, but deck.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let me just tell you this one little funny thing. So I was doing a job for someone. And the job was already over, and like so many months later, you know, you become kind of friendly with these customers, and you know, you end up sometimes being seeing them outside of the work situation, you know. So the husband had called and asked if we could come over and help him do something. So my boyfriend, husband, partner, soulmate, whatever you want to say for him right now. Because we're not legally married, but we all know what that means, you know. It's still the same, even if it's on a piece of paper. So, anyway, we went over, and he had to get up into the attic and go through their master bedroom closet and get into the attic, and I was up there on the ladder, and I was helping him. As I was coming down, okay, now keep in mind, this is, like I said, retirement community. These folks are in there probably 70, okay? And on the flipping top shelf in the master closet was
a giant dildo.
It was a DVD, and I want to say it was like all anal asses galore or something. You know what I mean? It was an anal only DVD, and I just about died laughing. Oh my God!
Well, how old was the couple that you or the people you're working for?
In their 70s.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know,
that
I thought
is
so
awesome
too.
Shit,
I was like,
right
you know
there.
What? I like them. I like them even more now. So you know. But
oh
you know,
my
I, you
gosh.
Know, I couldn't even believe it. I was like, I never ever would have guessed these folks watched porn in general, let alone all anal porn CBD. I'm like,
right?
Wow.
That's why I'm saying you never know which household you go in to remodel, whatever it is that you're remodeling. You never know which one of the customers are going to be like,
Yeah, I seen that mink. Yeah, I know that vagina.
Yeah, it's possible. I will agree with you.
It is. It's very possible. I mean, like, you just never know. Because once we put ourselves out there, it's, you know, it's just, it's out there. We are out there. No matter how hard some girls want to say, like, there's a lot of cam models that get very frustrated with the fact that they have free videos out there that they've never released. And I tell a lot of, you know, new models, I'm like, well, it's just, you know, something you have to expect because people will film you when, or, you know, record you when you're on webcam. It happens. And it just happens. Like, girls, your vagina is out there to stay no matter what. It's just there.
Well, I don't know if you remember, Miss Sammy, but when you and I were first, when we first met, which that's a whole nother story. I hope we have time to talk about all this stuff. But when we first met, and, you know, because I basically came after you, watching you doing your webcam show.
You did. She stalked me.
She stalked me.
Yeah,
I loved it.
You. And we had so much fun.
Yeah. So then we, you know, basically, you know, just everybody listening, I contacted her and we talked and, you know, I said, hey, I'll come to San Diego. I was in Northern California at the time. And I said, I'll come down there and let's cam together. You know, I really want to start doing girl-girl stuff. So it was in meeting you, you know, that just everything has happened. And I know you hear this all the time, but I'm going to say it once again. I really, really feel so fortunate and blessed that I have met you and that you have become and someone that I look up to and respect so much. And you have paved the way for me. I am a Girlfriend Films contract star because of you. And I truly, honestly believe that in my heart. Honestly.
You are so sweet. And when you say that stuff, it, like, makes me blush because I just, I don't feel, because, you know, I don't feel like, Oh, see, now you're making me, like.
It's true. If everybody knew the whole history of what's happened with me, it's true because it all takes meeting people and stepping stones and, you know, things progressing. And had I not reached out to you and you actually being gracious to allow me to come and do girl-girl camming with you for screenmate, I mean, I would not be where I'm at today. I just know that.
Well, we're going to do it again.
I know.
We're going to do it again.
I can't believe we haven't since then.
I know.
You know.
I wish that we could be involved. Oh, my gosh, if we could be involved in Sage's slumber party this weekend, holy biscuits, Batman.
I know. I'm so, when I was hearing you guys talking about it, I was like, what? Oh, my God.
Right?
But I am leaving in the morning for Rocky Point, Mexico, so I already have something going on. But if I didn't, I would, because you're in Vegas, right?
Yeah, I'm in
Sage's,
Vegas.
Yeah,
that's a four-hour drive for me. So I could have done that.
And the thing is,
what you were talking about, Sammy, was you were saying about the girls, the new cameras that get set because their videos are all on, you know, the free porn sites. And you and I had that exact conversation. I had called you and I was all upset. Oh, my God, I just found one of my gold shows on the internet. You know, I was all upset, you know, and, you know, going, this isn't right, and it's not fair, and, you know, all this stuff. And you explained it to me. Actually, as long as you contact the particular site and they're willing to put your name, Mindy Mink, that's good promotion for you. People will then know who you are. They will Google search your name or research you, and then they'll find out more about you, and it will, you know, grow your fan base. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that actually makes sense. So...
I know, but and look at you now.
Yeah.
Look at you now. Like, you went from being, you know, frustrated and worried about, you know, your gold show being shown all over the internet, and now you're a contracted star with freaking Girlfriend Films. Vagina for
now your mink is everywhere.
My mink is everywhere in the world now.
Woo!
Oh my God.
Love it.
So, yeah. So anyways,
That's
okay,
awesome.
So,
Sage, do you have any yummy questions for Ms. Mindy?
Are you going to be back at the Avians next year?
Oh, you betcha, sister. You betcha. I'll be right across from you if you're in the same spot. I heard you talking earlier at Goldwyn's booth. You know, I will only be in the booth with them, of course, since I am exclusive with them. I think that's the other part to always mention. A lot of people think that I'm a contract star for them. They don't realize I'm exclusive with them. So I don't film any other Girl porn for any other company. They've got me all to themselves.
Nice.
I will be there for sure. You know, and when I went this last January, it was just an amazing experience. And, you know, I went in 14, actually.
Mm-hmm. You did.
And that was when I saw you, Sammy. Well, I already known you, but I saw you in your booth, and I'm walking around. And then I had been told by a couple people, you know, if you want to get into girl porn, go to the Gulf and Film booth. They're the greatest. So I did. I filled the application out. And then it was 6 months later in June of last year that I saw my first two scenes for them, and the rest is history. So I'll absolutely be there. And, yes, we need to walk across the aisle and say hello to each other.
I know. I'm not sure I haven't found out yet if the booth is going to be in the same place, because the booth that we usually sign at is in different places, hopefully. It's going to be up in the same place because there was so much traffic there with people, you know, coming in and out. So I'll find out and definitely be able to, I'll find out.
Yeah, because I believe Girlfriends always get that same spot. So I don't think they change around. That's kind of their spot. So I'll definitely be there. And even if it's not in that spot, I'll be somewhere. And, we got to find each other for sure. You know, now I know a lot more people, which is going to make it, you know, even more fun going next year, knowing more people.
Isn't that the best part? Like, you work really hard, you build up your fan base, and, like, all of us know, like, and Sage, she's in Vegas, so I'm sure, which, Sage, I want to ask you this, too. Like, do you, since you're in Vegas, do you see tons of fans all the time?
Oh, my God. The other day, I was grocery shopping, legit in sweat, my hair, like, oh, my God. This guy walks up to me and shows me his cell phone, and he's like, he says to me, "I don't mean to be rude, but is this you?" And shows me his phone, and it, of course, was me. And I was like, "Oh my God, I don't think I can grocery shop here again."
it was
so funny. But you know, I do get people approaching me a lot. You know, with the nightclubs and stuff like that out here.
Oh, sure.
Usually it's like when I'm downtown. I've been recognized at the airport and at the gym, but I want to say the grocery store is probably the most a little weird, because I felt like the minute I drove away that he would like know my license plate number.
Yeah.
Like, kind of freaks me out.
Yeah.
But,
it's one of the things when you
really
go to the
grocery
store. But when you go to the grocery store, it's
cool,
like, and that's one of our times where we're totally incognito, like, no makeup, hair is pulled back or pinned up, we're in sweats, we're looking all, or like when I go to the nail salon or whatever, that's my time to just be myself and not look pretty. Like, I don't feel like I look pretty. I'm like, I just want to be comfy, go get my nails and my toes done. You know, and I see girls, like every once in a while, I'll post a pic where I have my makeup on and I go to the nail salon. But 9 times out of 10, I don't want to have to look pretty to go to the nail salon, because it's a bunch of women getting their feet and their toes done. And I'm sorry, I've seen some ratchet women and some ratchet feet at the nail salon. Just saying. Girls.
Yeah.
Even though you're getting your toes done, come on. Can you kind of keep the feet up within the week to 2 weeks that you go back and forth to the salon? Because I've seen some hairy stuff, and I'm like, it's a damn good thing them women aren't cam models, because those foot fetish men would be scared and run off.
You're funny.
But our time, you know, but when you go into the grocery store and somebody recognizes you, it's like you just kind of, it catches you completely off guard, because you're in your normal life zone. Like, you're in your normal bubble, and then when somebody pops that bubble and says, "Oh my gosh, aren't you, is this you?" You're like, "Oh, fuck, I have no makeup on, and you just caught me."
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I think, like, with, and the other reason why I don't have that problem is I'm in Arizona, so it's just not the same. It's just not the same as being in LA area or Vegas, so less likelihood
right.
that somebody would see.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. We've been talking about moving, and my idea of moving is to either the outskirts of Vegas or Arizona area, only because
mm-hmm.
for one, it's less busy. And, of course, it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
San Diego is freaking expensive. I'm telling you.
Oh,
it's like you.
I know.
I'm like, okay, let's see. I want to put in a hot tub in the back. And then I'm thinking, wait, these guys out here are so expensive. I'm like, let me call Mindy. Maybe she can construct a freaking hot tub in my backyard.
There we go. Yep. You dream it, we'll build it.
Okay, out here. Let's just start our own like reality webcam,
construction. I would love to do that. I would love to do something like that. You have no idea, because obviously, you know, being 46 now, I'm like, okay,
did you guys out there listening? Did you hear that? Miss Mindy Mink is 46. Are you flipping kidding me? She looks like she's 36. She does not look 46. You don't.
Thank you, Sammy.
You do not look 40 flipping six at all. Not even close. The woman is flipping hot from head to toe. Her body is amazing. Her personality. And so if you guys don't know who she is, you're stupid. Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud? Yes, you're stupid.
Say that out loud. You are so funny. I love you so much. Oh, my God. But anyways, what I was saying was, okay, I was just talking last night about this. I was like, okay, 46, you know, I think I could go another 10 years. I really think I could get away with it, meaning
oh, gosh, yeah.
I think I could hold myself
you
up.
You could probably get more than
40
that.
At 56 and still rock it, maybe longer, I don't know. But obviously, I also think about long term, like, how can I
mm-hmm.
still be in the industry even past my days of feeling, you know, the desire of wanting to film, you know? And so
right.
I always think about outside of what I'm doing now, what can I do to continue?
Mm-hmm.
And, I, you know, you talking about this live, you know, radio show, webcam show, whatever you want to call it, it would just be a blast. It would be a blast to do something like that, especially
with
you.
Oh, it would totally.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, baby.
Yeah. So let's get you to the further east side of where you're at.
So I have another question for you, because, you know, you started in the webcamming, then you, you know, got into the adult industry. And for you, which, I mean, you're a very sexual, you know, you're, how do I say it? It's very sexual. Like, your personality, everything about you is just so sexy, yummy, and you're very sensual. You know what I mean? And so when it comes to doing your webcamming or, you know, shooting
mm-hmm.
the porn, what do you find that is more attractive doing that versus your everyday job? Because, you know, when you go, like, I have girls that call me all the time, they'll say, oh, my gosh, well, how am I going to transition from going from, you know, 9-to-5 job or 8-to-4 job and going into webcamming? Like, what would be your thing that turned you on most, you know, going from, which I know you still do your construction, but for you to be able to do the webcamming and the adult industry, what do you like best about it versus the regular life?
Wow. Well, there's a lot of things I love about it. I think partly because, you know, I am a contractor, so to speak, so I love getting prettied up, and I love feeling sexy, you know. So
mm-hmm.
obviously when I webcam and I film, I get to make myself look the best that I feel I look and feel like a sexy woman. And
mm-hmm.
I, like you said, I am so sensual, erotic, style that it's a platform for me to show that and show how much I enjoy it. And also
right.
I'm filming and I'm with the other girls and they experience time with me, and I can see and feel their reaction, that it's a lot of times more different than what they're used to. You know, that's what I love about it is I love to please. I'm a pleaser. So, you know,
yes,
I just
she
love.
Is.
So I love pleasing the other woman. I love knowing that on the other side of the webcam that the men and women, you know, are being pleased and that I'm turning them on and you know, I feel sexy and good about myself and it's just a great experience. I love what I do. And obviously, like you said, that's I think part of why I've done so well because it shows. You know, I don't look at it like, oh, this is my job, you know, this is how I'm
right.
making money. You know what I mean? I look
right.
at it like, wow,
right.
I really love doing this and I feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, happy doing it. And so it's not just a job. I mean, it is how I pay a lot of my bills, don't get me wrong, but obviously I just really love it. And I've been with women my first experience was age 19 and I've been with more women than I have men.
Oh, you little
actually.
Vagina whore.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yes, definitely. And I was actually I think you know this, but I was actually in a lesbian relationship for 4 years after I divorced my
I did know that.
Husband.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean I truly yes. love the ladies and I truly enjoy my time with them on all levels. You know, not just always sexual, but of course sexual I really really dig and love and I think that's why the fans watch my scenes and are praising
right,
because me.
Right, because it's so,
Yeah.
It's real, it's true, and, you know, it's something that, you know, and like you've never done, okay, so I do have to ask you this quick question. So I know you love women, I know you love, you know, you love the men too, I do know that. So why... for everybody out there wondering, why have you never shot boy-girl scenes?
Well, a couple things. I never even got into the adult life until I was with my partner now. We've been married
right.
5 years. And I only got into all this, you know, a little less than 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I am completely committed to him and don't want to... You know, I'm not interested in filming or doing clips with guys. And the other thing is, honestly, even if he wasn't in my life, I don't see myself doing it because for me, let's see how to explain it. It could be because I'm not exposed to very much boy-girl porn, but And I might be, like, in my head totally off, but for me, the majority of the boy-girl porn that I see, the style would just not work for someone like me. Like, I'm not a rough person. I can't handle roughness
right.
and grabbing and twisting and pulling and fucking hard, and anal is out of the question for me. And I mean,
I know
love giving
personally.
Jobs, but... I could do.
I know personally,
maybe
no anal.
That, but never anything else. You know, it's just a little too much for someone like me. I think. So,
I think girl
right,
porn is hotter, anyways. In my opinion.
Yeah,
oh,
it is.
Well, I totally agree.
Yeah,
and don't get me wrong.
I prefer to watch it.
I love all the scenes that I've done. I love all my boy girl, but I will tell you honestly. That doing the girl is more sensual and more
it's like
more fun. It's more yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's just you really get to and nothing against you men listening, please don't take offense to this. Do not blow up my Twitter because then I will cut your cock off and shove it up your ass. But when you are with a woman, women are very sensual and we know how to actually please the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. So, guys, don't blow
right.
up my Twitter. Please don't. Don't blow
yeah,
up.
Don't be haters.
Don't.
Learn.
Don't
learn from us. Watch the girl porn and learn.
And just
right.
and watch our just and our cam shows. Just watch us and
yeah.
and take lessons, darlings, because your tongue will absolutely enjoy everything we teach you. Just
exactly. You know, and I think that's the other thing. I've had a lot of guys on cam say to me, you know, wow, you are so different than what I typically see out there. And, you know, I love your style. I love how sensual and soft and slow you like it, and the build up and the teasing. And, you know, and they, I've had guys actually tell me, you know, I actually tell people when I'm doing a cam show for them, like a personal one-on-one thing, you know, and they, because they want to know. They, these guys want to know, you know, what pleases a woman. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna help you. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to show you some things that you may not even be aware of. Thoughts that you're not even thinking could be a, an arousing spot for a woman, but it is, you know. And so, I mean, I actually feel like a sexual counselor, to be quite honest.
We kind of are, you know, but I love helping people. We are sexperts in a lot of ways.
Definitely. Yeah.
Hey, real
and you know what? I mean, on
yes,
what you said, I have to say, I won't mention her name, but one girl that I did a scene with, who is ultra, ultra, ultra famous, I'll just say that, she told me, actually, that she wished she never would have switched to boy-girl. She was a girl-girl performer only for X amount of time, and she said, I wish I never would have switched. She says, I honestly enjoyed myself.
You know what? I was single at the time, and I wanted to have sex, like, and I wanted safe sex. And I had the time of my life. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
I got dicked, but I got dicked real hard. And let me tell you what, that really learned me real fast that, wow.
Yeah.
I like my sensual side of things. I like a good hard fuck, don't get me wrong. I really do. But I like to have some yummy, sensual time. Good hard fuck?
Yeah.
But
my thing is always, you know, I always say men are like microwaves. Women are like ovens. You need to warm us up. You know, it's like there's a process. You know, you don't just dive right in. It's just like that. I don't know. That's how I feel.
Well, let's see what James has to say, because I know he's just dying to chime into this conversation. James, darling, are you there, me love?
Yes, darling. Top of the morning to you, even though that's Irish, but I don't care. Go along with it. Yes, good evening, ladies. Yes,
hello.
Sammy. Sage Montana, what's up? How you doing? And, of course,
fabulous.
Mindy Mink, what's going on? How's everything?
Aw, hello, baby.
I was like, oh, my God, look at the time. I almost forgot. I had a call real quick. I've been so busy. Oh my
I know,
God. So,
right?
Thank God. Oh, I swear, your man is always doing something. Anyway, by the way, I won't be one of those guys that will be attacking you on Twitter, so don't worry about it. By the way, man, 1973. I got a question, a real legit question. It's very interesting what you were just, I caught the part of the conversation as far as like how a girl on girl is basically better than girl on boy. And I want to ask, this is actually a question to you, Sammy, and to you, Mindy Mink, even though Mindy Mink only has done girl on girl. But is the pay the same when it comes to doing lesbian and or doing straight sex, or is it different?
Is the what? The pay? Or
yeah,
the, it's
do
different.
You get paid, yeah, do you get paid
oh,
more from doing
different.
Lesbian? It's completely
yeah,
different?
It's,
how, so
no,
is it,
completely different.
So
yeah, you get
it,
paid
no,
more
Mindy,
to do boy-girl.
Oh,
yeah,
you
get
okay,
paid.
Okay,
do,
I figured.
To boy-girl, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The harder
okay.
you take it, the more you do, the more you make. That's how that pay scale works. And it kind of sucks. That's why when it comes to the webcamming world, you know what you're making basically, you know, 80% of the time. You log in, you know you're going to make your money. But when you know that you're taking, you know, the Dickola, then you're like, oh, okay, I'm walking in, I'm doing this. And the one thing that I will say when it comes to shooting boy-girl porn, like, if your partner that you're shooting with that day is not, like, if that male does not show up, even female talent, if they don't show up with, you know, with that eroticness and that emotion that you need to shoot that scene to get in there and do what you need to do, it could go, a 1 hour scene could take you 5-6 hours, which I have dealt with, and which sucks ass. I mean, you've got to have the partner you're shooting with has to, excuse me, be on the right track, you know, and definitely don't show up on something. Like, I've shot with people who, and I don't do any, I'll drink my vodka, but I don't do any drugs, and I've had to deal with that, and it's, have you had to deal with that, Mindy? Like, somebody shows up and they're on something, and you're just like, are you kidding me?
Not really. I mean, I could tell maybe sometimes the girls maybe have had a little bit to drink, but nothing extreme.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, nothing extreme. But no, I haven't. And I, you know, in my experience, and because of the way Girlfriend film, there is no stopping, so to speak, and, oh, let's take pictures now. They want to represent the most true lesbian sex that it is. So we are not directed. We are not told, do this position, do that position, do this, do that. We're, you know, and there's none of that. We film. I mean, we do our thing, and they film us. And so my sex are anywhere, I don't think I've ever had one less than 50 minutes, Most of mine are like an hour or more. And I've been told I filmed an hour and 47 minute one so far. It hasn't been released. And I think they're going to break it up into two scenes because it was so long.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I like to take my time, and I don't like to rush things. And I, you know, it's how I roll. And but I'm never, like I said, I'm never in a situation where it could take 5 or 6 hours. I had no idea in the boy-girl world it can be like that. Holy shit.
Well, it can. If you have here, I'm not going to say a name, but I shot a boy-girl scene, and this gentleman showed up after shooting two scenes previously, and he couldn't keep his dick hard because he'd already released twice. And it's like he would get really hard and get going, and then he's like, "I'm so tired. I'm so tired." I'm like, "I'm done." I'm like, "You're killing me, dude." I'm like, "I'm taking all these pictures. You're pounding me," and it's like,
wow.
Book three scenes. Like, for a guy, a guy in the industry, it's a lot harder, I would think. For us girls, we can be sensual, do our thing, and, you know, we can release our yummy pressures, and we're good to go again. But for guys, completely different. For guys. Especially under all the lights, it's all hot, you're doing your thing. And with boy-girl shooting, you're doing certain positions, which to me I think is the most ridiculous thing ever. It should be just like doing girl-girl. Just let the positions flow. You know what I mean, Mindy? It's like, let it flow. Let it be amazing. Feel the moment. Do your thing. Instead of, okay, now next let's do this position. It's like, okay, whatever, but yeah.
Right, and don't they like stop you, like in the middle of you know, fucking, they'll stop you to take some pictures or something? Or they took pictures maybe before positions? Or...
No, you
do
pictures before and usually and after. Not usually during. I mean, sometimes during the set or the shoot, they'll stop and, like, take certain angle shots, but usually it's before and after.
Oh, okay.
But, oh, my gosh, we totally got off webcamming and went straight into porn. That's what we do, though. This is how we roll, because we can do this. So, James, anything else you have for Miss Mindy or Sage?
Well, all I have to say is I love you, ladies. You all do a kick-ass job. I respect you all, and I love you all, and keep up the great work. You know, I'll support you all. You know me.
I know, and you are so wonderful, and I appreciate you sending out my tweets about trying to help get me to Exotica in New Jersey. The Amazon. I have my Amazon wish list with Southwest gift cards, all different levels, because I keep trying to promote that I want to get there. Because I know I have a lot of East Coast fans, and being only able to go to the Vegas one, you know, I just like, okay, I need some help to get out there. Help me out there. And I know we need to talk about that, Sammy, some more, you and I.
Yes, we will. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that this weekend for sure. So, James, first off, I want to say thank you so much, honey, for calling in. I'm
going to
let the girls do their shout-outs, and I'll, don't worry, I'll be
shouting
you out too, James, because I'm a lucky man.
I love you too. I love you.
Thank you, Poppy.
Bye. Listen to me.
Bye.
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 Miss Mindy, give us all your yummy shout outs where everybody can find you and all your yummies, darling.
Okay. Twitter is the best way to find out what's happening all the time with me. So it's at Mindy Mink, MindyMink. And then also I have a free website. You don't have to be like a paid membership, but it's a way for you to see things about me, also be able to schedule a Skype date with me one-on-one, do a custom video clip for you, buy the clips I already have. And I have every type of clip out there, from taboo to foot fetish to jerk off to lesbian to solo to boy-girl. That's where I do have boy-girl stuff, for the people who want to see me do boy-girl stuff. So I do have boy-girl stuff with my man on my website. And you just purchase what you want to purchase. You know, that's why it's not a paid membership site. And that is easy to remember as well. It's just my name, MindyMink.com. So that's the best way to get a hold of me and learn more about me. And Twitter, I'm always obviously on there promoting. And then also, you know, GirlfriendsFilms.com. You'll see all the newest movies. I had two that are releasing this month. And I think the first one was already released on the 2nd, and that was Twisted Passion 14. And then Lesbian Seductions 51 is being released in a couple days, I think. Only a couple more days. So, yeah. So that's the whole enchilada right there.
The whole enchilada. So, Miss Sage Montana, why don't you give us all your yummy shout-outs so everybody knows where to find you, and especially this weekend?
I can be found on Twitter at SageMontana1 or Instagram at SageInVegas. And, of course, you can see me on streaming at sagemontana.cammodels.com. And my girls and myself will be live on Saturday from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m. And don't forget, I'm telling a big fat secret that night.
Yes.
I cannot wait. Yeah, I'm curious what this is. Just so you know, Sage, I just went to your Twitter profile and I tried to, you know, they follow, and it says pending. So I guess you have to approve.
Oh, I got you off. I'll approve you right now.
Okay, yeah, I literally just hit the button. So, yeah, because I want to be able to see what you've got going on. And obviously here, when I get back from Mexico on Tuesday, I want to – obviously you'll probably say on Twitter what the big announcement is, and I want to be able to know.
Oh, yeah. She well, maybe not, but, yeah, you'll know. Well, yeah.
Yes, you will.
Okay. we'll chat. After you get back.
Okay, good.
I just want to say thank you for everybody that tuned in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and thank you so much for Mindy Mink for taking the time out of your day to tune in with us and let everybody know what you have going on. And also, everybody out there, you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrick69. Also, you can follow me on Instagram, Sammy_Brick69, Facebook, SammyBrick69, and also my live webcam show that I will be getting back to tomorrow because my toe will be feeling better. And my tips, I think, are feeling a little better, too. And that's Sammy_Brick.camels.com. And seriously, just stay tuned because I'm going to start booking up some yummy cam shows once the tatas are healed up. And Mindy Mink is definitely in my lovely vagina checklist because I want to play with Mink again.
It's been way too long.
I know. And, you know, a lot of people, they always say, oh, does the carpet match the drapes? Yes, boys, Mindy Mink's carpet matches her drapes. I know personally firsthand.
and last night, huh? Did you see the part where I held the camera?
I did.
In my
Oh, I didn't see that part, no, because I was out and about, and so I wasn't on my phone for that long, but I just saw a little bit. I was like, oh, she looks so hot and sexy.
Thank you. She's so tiny and cute.
Your recliner looked like 10 times the size of you. seriously. Like, you sit in this tiny corner of the recliner, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, maybe she needs to get, like, another bigger recliner, and then I can join her in it, because my titties and my ass won't fit in with you. Yeah, I couldn't fit in
that
with you.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
So, girl.
Yes, I'm so happy that I had an opportunity to do this today, and it's always a pleasure to be asked and to be able to participate. So thank you so much. I love you, as you know, from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
And Sage, I saw you were following me back. Yay, cheese.
Yes.
Go
Yay.
Girl. And look forward to more fun times with you lovely, beautiful, sexy women.
Yay. Yes. And once again, I just remind everybody, make sure you are following Sage, because this weekend is going to be amazing and huge for her webcam party that she has going on with like 25 to 27 girls. So follow her on Twitter, SageMontana1. That's the number one, not O-N-E. It's the number one. Why? Because she is number one. And she has an amazing webcam studio with beautiful webcam models. And she's going to have a big secret announcement she's announcing. And so that webcam party she has going on, it's from Saturday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time till 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time Sunday. So make sure y'all tune in to her cam page also at sagemontana.cammodels.com. Okay, on that note, I'm going to let you girls go because I know you're both busy. And me, I'm just going to chill and keep my foot in the air because it's still hurting. So, love you, girl.
Aww, poor baby. I will come and kiss your toe and then work my way up your leg.
Yay!
Right next to your vagina. And then I'll love on those big new titties. And eventually I will
love
get
it.
Your lip.
Love it. All right, girls. You're absolutely amazing. Love you both. And I will talk to you soon.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Love you too.
Bye.
Bye, girls.
I've never been the type to give up. I pull myself back up. Learn to save the day with the world on my shoulders. No matter what, I'ma always find a way. If I gotta kick down doors, I'ma break them down to the floor like no other. No matter what they see, there's more than meets the eye, so much more. And no matter what they think, I'ma always hold it down, bring it home. Much more than what you think you say. I'm a super, super woman. I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging box day. Much more than what you think of me. I'm a super, super woman. I'm gonna go hard in the pain. I throw the S on my chest. Never walk away from the rain till it's over. Hit it with a left hook and a right one. Till I'm the last one left. Never ever judge a book by its cover. No matter what they see, there's more than meets the eye, so much more. And no matter what they see, I'ma always hold it down, bring it home. You ain't gotta worry about that. Much more than what you think you say. I'm a super, super woman. I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging box day. Much more than what you think of me. I'm a super, super woman. I'll be on it. I be on it, kill it in a skirt, but I do it like I own it. Grinding every day like a hustler on the corner, but I ain't pushing weight, no, I'm moving something colder. Like the girl in the diner, single mom on her own with nobody else behind her. College girl, finding time for assignment. See them all in me, I do it for the deepest. And I'm just beginning, never gonna stop till I cross that finish. All they wanna see is the thickness. But soon they gon' all be a witness. R&B princess, CEO.